Criticisms of the latest version of President Trump's travel ban have come from New York leaders. Some of those concerns are whether the ban would have a chilling effect on travel. The Finger Lakes area depends quite a bit on tourism for the local economy, and policies that restrict travel or inhibit it could have trickle-down effects. Alex Suskind teaches tourism and hospitality management at Cornell University's Hotel School. He's heard, mainly from larger areas, that the ban will hurt tourism.
Folks in the hotel business in the bigger cities, they're definitely concerned that particular travel ban for those particular countries will have a negative impact on their bottom lines, occupancy rates, and what people will be buying and how much money will be spent at their places. In the local economy, I haven't heard much of that.
He notes most of the local tourism, whether it's for wineries, craft beer, or outdoor activities such as hiking, skiing, or boating, are largely local or regional travelers. But the numerous educational institutions in the region are one exception.
We have students who are attending college, and their parents come to visit them. When they're here, they do the things that are unique to this area. And so there definitely could be an impact. And I've heard some concerns over that.
State officials have expressed their displeasure over the travel ban's latest version. Controller Tom DiNapoli notes New York has more than 4 million immigrants. He argues policies that target nationalities, ethnicities, or religions are both un-American and detrimental to the economy, especially if the ban has a chilling effect beyond just the targeted countries. Suskind bets such concerns were not really part of developing the policy.
They probably should have considered it more, and I can't say that they did or didn't. But when you restrict who can come in and out of our country, that definitely is going to influence and impact things.
Suskind adds the travel business is pretty resilient, and in fact, he even teaches hotel and resort operators they sometimes have to roll with it.
We frame it in a way, you know, there are things that keep you up at night if you're an operator, and you just need to tackle them one at a time and figure out ways to make it work. When they raise wages, you have to pay higher wages, so you find ways to make that work in your business model. When there's a downturn for whatever reason, whether it's caused by Wall Street or some other factor, you find a way to work around it. The travel ban is a reality, and unless the courts reverse it, it's just something that's going to have to be dealt with.
It remains to be seen if the ban survives legal challenges and if it will impact the tourism economy. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has said his office is ready to litigate to protect New York families.